Welcome to Kuvera's Weekly Digest on the most critical developments related to business, finance, and the markets. In this edition, we talk, among other things, about the continuing turmoil at Twitter following the Musk takeover, Air Asia's exit from India, Reliance's new business moves, and the passing of India's man of steel, JJ Irani. You are fired. If you are in an office, or on your way to an office, please return home, Twitter said in an email to all its employees on Friday. Layoffs are scarcely ever graceful or ceremonial. And going by his past record, Twitter's new owner Elon Musk is the last person to show any unnecessary courtesy to people, at least not the ones he wants to fire. So, on Friday when Twitter employees across the world were told that by the end of the day they'd know if they had a job or not, few should have been surprised, or expected a graceful parting of ways. Musk wants to cut the flab at the loss-making microblogging company and fire half its workforce. Twitter has been sued over the move to fire half its workforce, with employees alleging that the company is eliminating workers without enough notice in violation of the Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification, WARN, act that requires covered employers to provide advance notice to employees affected by plant closings and mass layoffs. But he won't stop just at this. In 2021, Twitter clocked a net loss of $221 million and Musk wants to turn it around by, among other things, charging $8 a month for that elusive blue tick verification badge, which has heretofore been available only to a select few. We don't know if Musk's new moves will actually make Twitter more profitable, but they sure are leading to a churn and much consternation all around. Oh, but did we tell you Twitter sacked Chief Executive Officer Parag Agrawal will be walking away with $42 million in severance? Keep counting the number of zeros. But Twitter is not the only tech giant which is going through a churn. Facebook parent Meta is having to deal with what we can best describe a midlife crisis of its own. On Thursday, the company's India arm said Ajit Mohan, its vice president and managing director, had moved on and was being temporarily replaced by Manish Chopra, who is a director and currently heads partnerships for Meta India. India is the biggest user base for Facebook, WhatsApp and Instagram, the three platforms Meta owns. Interestingly, Mohan's exit comes even as the advertising revenue of Facebook India Online Services, Meta's main business in the country, jumped 74% in 2021, and the net profit zoomed 132%. Yet Meta knows the numbers hide more than they reveal. In July, the tech major had warned employees of a looming crisis forcing it to cut back on new hiring and tighten its purse strings. Mohan is reportedly likely joining Snapchat parent Snap Incorporated, which has seen its net loss surge 400% in the September quarter. Tata, Air Asia. Even as Twitter and Meta look to sort their mess, Tata Sons has been rationalizing its assets. After initiating talks with Singapore International Airlines, SIA, for a possible merger between its full-service carriers Air India and Vistara, Bombay House has now taken full control of Air Asia India, as its Malaysian joint venture partner Air Asia has exited the venture. Air Asia India was a joint venture between Tata Sons and Air Asia Investment Limited. Tata Sons had an 83.67% stake and the latter owned a 16.33% shareholding. As part of the deal, Air Asia will receive 1.56 billion rupees from the stake sale. Now that they have complete control over the no-frills carrier, the Tatas could merge it with Air India Express, which they had acquired from the government along with the flagship carrier last year. Air India Express, which operates on short-haul routes in the Gulf region, was the profitable arm of Air India, which had run into losses of thousands of crores. If both the proposed mergers work out, Tata Sons will own two airline assets: full-service carrier Air India and its low-frills cousin Air India Express, down from four, that often compete against each other. As for whether this will pose a serious challenge to IndiGo, which controls more than half the market share, only time will tell. So long, JJ Irani. Jamshed JJ Irani's contribution to the Indian industry extended well beyond just reviving the fortunes of Tata Steel, which he took over in 1992. Transforming it into one of the lowest-cost steel producers in the world. Irani, who died at 86 in Steel City Jamshedpur, was known as the Steel Man of India. 3 years after he retired from Tata Steel, the Union government appointed him as the head of the committee that drafted the new Companies Act. The Irani committee completely overhauled the older 1956 Act, bringing in some path-breaking changes. Irani was also known for speaking his mind and openly denounced Tata Steel's acquisition of UK's Chorus in 2007, which he said was not an intentional but an aspirational mistake. In just 4 months, the Indian steel industry has lost two doyens, Irani and Venkataraman Krishnamurthy, the legendary public sector manager who made SAIL profitable. Those will be big shoes to fill, but we are sure their legacies will live on. Is the Indian economy turning a corner? The Indian economy seems to be breaking out of the shackles of the after effects of the pandemic, which had brought it to a virtual standstill. In one of the surest signs that the Indian economy is finally taking off again, non-food credit saw a 17% spike in September as compared to the year-ago period, according to central bank data on sectoral deployment of bank credit. In September last year, such advances had contracted 2.9%. Overall credit to industry rose 12.6% in September 2022 as compared with 1.7% in September 2021, while retail loans grew 19.6%, largely driven by housing and vehicle loan segments, the RBI said. India's industrial production also seems to be picking up pace. According to the latest Purchasing Managers Index, PMI, data, India's factory activity expanded at a stronger pace in October, encouraging firms to hire workers at the fastest pace in nearly 3 years. The PMI, compiled by S&P Global, rose to 55.3 in October from September's 55.1. Okay, but what do all these boring numbers mean? They mean that the overall demand in the economy is picking up as is production, and companies are having to borrow more to keep pace. While this is a good sign, don't start rejoicing just yet. A global recession has been looming, and if it does come, India too will face the heat. So, while the times are good, don't splurge, instead, invest wisely. IPO mania. As the economy picks up pace, a slew of initial public offerings, IPOs, are hitting the Indian markets. News reports say that 5 IPOs that are set to be launched in November are trading at grey market premiums of anywhere between 7% and 38% over their expected issue prices. The companies that are set to list over the current month include Fusion Microfinance, Hitachi Foods International, Global Health, Medanta, Arcane Chemical and Five Star Business Finance. Another company, DCX Systems, saw its 500 crore IPO getting subscribed nearly 70 times, and is expected to list 80 rupees over its issue price of 207 rupees per share. Market experts say that IPOs in 2022 have made investors more money than the previous 2 years, with 75% of such listings trading above their listing price. We sure hope the good times last. Ambani the groomer. Meanwhile, the next time you enter a salon, you may just be making billionaire Mukesh Ambani richer. News reports say that Ambani's Reliance Retail is set to enter the salon business, and is looking to buy a 49% stake in Chennai-based Natural Salon and Spa, which competes directly with Hindustan Unilever's Lakme. What Ambani is eyeing is a 20,000 crore industry in India, which is only growing, with people across the country and economic strata becoming more fashion conscious. At present, Naturals has about 700 outlets, and Reliance wants to grow this fourfold. But Reliance entry is even more significant, as it could herald a phase of consolidation in an industry which is unorganized and comprises as many as 65 lakh standalone beauty parlors and barber shops. Whether such consolidation will be good for the average beauty salon owner or if they will eventually be edged out of the market, only time will tell. Market wrap. For the first time in more than a decade and a half, markets in India and the US have diverged sharply, breaking the correlation that has existed between the two markets during most of this period. Since the beginning of 2022, while the S&P 500 index is down as much as 19%, the Sensex and Nifty have gained 2.6% and 0.7% respectively. This divergence was also clearly visible this week. While the S&P 500 was firmly in the red in the four trading sessions between Monday and Friday, both the Indian benchmark indices ended the week in the green, each up about half a percentage point since Monday. Among the Nifty stocks that gained the most during the week were Vedanta Limited, Bajaj Finserv, Ultratech Cement, Reliance Industries, and Bajaj Auto. Also in the green were counters like Onk, Asian Paints, Yes Bank, NTPC and HDFC. Among the counters that lost the most ground were Axis Bank, Tech Mahindra, ICICI Bank, Bharat Petroleum, and Infosys. Some others that left their investors poorer were Eicher Motors, Tata Steel, Cipla, Z Entertainment, India Bulls Housing, and Bharti Airtel.